USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
President Biden delivering what the White House is calling a major policy speech on Afghanistan. The president continues.
Our military commanders advised me that once I made the decision to end the war, we needed to move swiftly to conduct the main elements of the drawdown. And in this context, speed is safety. And thanks to the way in which we have managed our withdrawal, no one U.S. forces or any forces have been lost.
More bodies are being recovered from the condo collapse rubble in South Florida. The Miami-Dade mayor saying four more bodies were recovered this afternoon. That brings the total number of confirmed dead to 64. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
California is set to pay reparations to victims of the eugenics movement.
California is poised to approve reparations of up to $25,000 to some of the people who were sterilized decades ago because the government deemed them unfit to have children. It was called the eugenics movement and started in California in 1909. Although repealed in 1979, there are complaints between 2005 and 2013, eugenics was performed on nearly 150 women. Records say 20,000 Californians were forced to endure the procedure. The reparations will make California the third state, following Virginia and North Carolina, to compensate victims. The eugenics movement peaked around the 1930s. The money will come from Governor Gavin Newsom's $262.6 billion operating budget. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Spectators are being banned from the Tokyo Olympics. The decision comes after a COVID-19 state of emergency was ordered in Tokyo. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The NHL champions have successfully defended their Stanley Cup.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are Stanley Cup champions for the second straight year. They beat the Montreal Canadiens in the decisive Game 5 of the finals 1-0, becoming the ninth different franchise to repeat as champs. Lightning goalie Andre Vasilevskiy winning the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoffs MVP. He saved all 22 of Montreal's shots on Wednesday night and finished the playoffs with a .937 save percentage and a 1.90 goals against average. Vasilevskiy becoming the first goaltender to win the Conn Smythe since Jonathan Quick of the LA Kings in 2012. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A $4.5 billion settlement deal is being reached with Purdue Pharma concerning their alleged role in the opioid crisis. As part of the agreement, OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma will cease to exist, and the Sackler family, the owners, will be banned from the opioid business. The money will go towards addiction recovery programs as well as prevention and treatment. Minnesota AG Keith Ellison shares statistics on how the opioid crisis has affected his state of Minnesota.
According to the Minnesota Department of Health Drug Overdose Dashboard, about 4,821 Minnesotans died from opioid overdoses since about the year 2000. And the crisis is far from over.
Ellison making those comments during a news conference. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.